Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Royal Blue Pets radio show this evening on Thursday at 7 o'clock. I want to thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for keeping us yet alive until this day. Thank Elder Oliver and his wife, Lady K, platform of Chaos Block Radio. And may God continue to bless him and his family for many, many, many more platform. But all grace belongs to God allows anything to happen and that will happen. He knows the future of it. So let's conduct ourselves as we do these activities and things in our life, knowing that God knows the outcome. But he is steadfast with his grace and mercy that you would get through it all to change the outcome. And believe me, he knows that and thank and he accepts our to get accepted in what we decide to do. Amen. So before I get to the subject, let me give a scripture first. Hold on 1 second. I had a little echo there. So, before I give the subject, let me give the scripture right quick. 1 John 5, 14 and 15, King James Version. 1 John chapter 5, 14 through 15, verse. And this is the confidence that we have that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that he has petition that we desire of him. Amen. So John, 1 John 5, verse 14 and 15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that according to his will, he heareth us. If we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. So the subject my family has given tonight is, are you where you want to be? If not, what can you do to get there? Again, are you where you want to be? If not, what can you do to get there? All right. Can I ask somebody on my team to press in?
I'll go first because this is my topic that I came up with. Am I willing
to pray in first?
Huh? Okay.
Pray us in.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for another day, God. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to reach souls and touch people's lives, not just for today or for the next 40 minutes or 45 minutes, Lord, but for the rest of their lives. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My where I want to be? No, nowhere near, because I know that there's greater and bigger for me than where I am right now. Am I doing what I need to be doing? Yes, I could do more. I can admit that. But I'm taking small steps, not just baby steps, but steps that I'm comfortable with, steps that are in my limit, steps that match the same length of my leg, if that makes sense. I just take it day by day, literally, each day by day. It's a work in progress. I just seen a post. It was like little progress or baby steps should be congratulated too. Because even the fact that you want to get better, you want better for your life, you see yourself somewhere and you're going there. It doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter the case, but that's on you. You know, it's up to you and God what your patience level is and all of that. That's where I am in life right now. Like, I'm taking baby steps. I've been so just focused on music. I forgot all about school. I've been on campus the past 2 weeks trying to get my classes registered, my FAFSA, all of that. So it's baby steps while working on music on the side. Just baby steps, really. That's what I'm doing.
Can you say that quote again that you said that you saw? What was the quote?
Yeah, let me go right to it so I don't mess up.
And that's baby girl. Not only, and I'm so proud of you, sweetie. Not only are you going back to college and focusing on your music, you're raising your child, a 5-year-old that's in school now, and you're working, and you're doing a whole more than a lot of 40-year-olds. And I'm very, very, very proud of you for where you are. And don't make it. Well, I know you're humble. All of my kids are humble. They're humble. But I don't want you to take it lightly what you're doing. You're doing big things. You're just beginning. Okay, at least you're starting. The biggest failure is not getting started. A lot of people are scared to get started. And they still haven't got started, and they're in their 40s and 50s. And I'm proud of you for even starting or just taking the first couple of steps, you know? And that's what it takes. Each, like you said, just go. Just take a step. And I'm proud of you.
So much, you know, you gotta make me cry on camera. Stop it. But it's nothing like a mother's word. But thank you so much. Yeah, just take it day by day, y'all. But the quote was, "Slow healing is something to celebrate too."
Are you saying slow healing? Slow healing is something to celebrate too?
Yeah.
Got you. I like that.
Repeat it one more time.
Slow healing is something to celebrate too.
Mm.
The best way to heal, so you don't like.
I was just thinking that because if you heal too quick, you're not really fully healed. I mean, you.
Yeah,
like
you're missing stuff. You're missing areas.
Yeah,
I like that. Slow healing.
Yeah,
it's something to celebrate. Mhm.
But at the same time, don't be too slow now. Don't be too slow to where you stop.
But it's not how fast you start. It's not how fast you get there. Okay? The race is not getting
to
the
finish
line.
I know. I'm
saying
that. I'm saying, like, don't go too slow.
Right.
Don't go too slow. Don't want to not go.
Right. Well, want to go and never go. Who wants something but too scared to go get it?
Don't want to not go. Wait, don't want to. Oh, yeah. Don't want to not go. Don't go too slow.
Okay. All right. Vanessa?
Question is, are you where you want to be? If not, what can you do to get there? I feel like I'm where I want to be because I know where it's leading to. Like, I know where I'm going. So I feel like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. Can I do things better? Yeah, like I feel like I could be further if I were to. I mean, like I said, you're at the right. I'm at the right place at the right time, but I know that I could be further if I worked more on like my mental. I work a lot on my mental, but if I could like stop overthinking certain steps or like wanting to know everything about the next step to where I don't go and I don't step because I feel like I don't. It's the unknown sometimes that gets me, that holds me up. I feel like I could be way further if I took more time to like read my Bible and stuff and like, you know, build up my mental and, like, you know, just get further mentally because I feel like everything starts within your mind. So I feel like if I was to take more time out to include, like I said, I do a pretty good job at including what I need to, the essentials in my day, but if I just were to take it a little more serious with, like, just different things like eating better, reading my Bible more, praying more, stretching more, like, you know, those type of things could make me be further as a person. But I feel like I feel like I'm at where God wants me to be, and I'm learning what I'm supposed to learn. If I just was to feed my mental a little bit more than I am, I feel like I could be further though. So I feel like that's something I can work on more is that slow healing that I was just talking about, the parts that I may be missing, the little things that I could be incorporating into my day to make me a better person. I feel like that's what I'm missing.
Okay, so now that you know, why don't you do it?
That's the goal, is to do it. I just have to, like Asha said, just be slow and like sit down. Like I actually wrote yesterday the thing. Like I wrote three things that I want to get done daily. Hold on, I'm in my notebook right now. I'm about to read it. Hold on. Give me a second to find it. Okay, daily I said, it's three things I want to include into my day. Prayer, fruit, and doing my paperwork for work. Every day, taking care of my notes, my paperwork for work. I want to do that every day. Then weekly, I want to go to the gym, cook, and clean.
Wait, before you go there. What's stopping you from doing those things?
Nothing's stopping me because today I did it. So my daily, I wrote this down, the 10th, yesterday. Today I did it. So nothing's stopping me now because I put it in my mind that I want to do it. So
amen. Today was not
the first step. So
What was stopping me is how Asha mentioned that slow healing, those slow steps to write down what I want to do. Like, you know, everything could be in your mind. I want to do all this. I want to do that. But taking that slow step to sit down, get your notebook out, and write it out. And then how I said weekly, I want to do this. So, like, you know, just sitting down and taking those slower steps to really, how can I get there? How can I get further, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go purchase your UPO book.
Taking the time and write.
Yeah, that's what will help, to write it out. And, just keep it in mind, trying to keep my head clear during the day and limit distractions so I can remember. Because you can write it down and then not look at the notebook no more. So, like, eliminating distractions so that I can put my mind, you know, keep my mind on what I'm supposed to be focused on.
Okay, so how do you eliminate the distractions?
You pay attention to yourself. Whenever you feel an unwanted feeling, figure out where it's coming from and then eliminate that. Like, you got to pay attention to yourself daily to figure that out. Like, I feel like if you sit down and be like, what's distracting me right now? You may be able to pinpoint some things that are obvious, but I feel like you paying attention to yourself on a daily basis is how I figure out what's distracting me. Is when I feel something that's an unwanted feeling or something, like, if I'm feeling an unwanted feeling of, like, dang, I'm discouraged or I feel doubt, what am I doing? Probably scrolling on social media and I see something that's negative. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just pay attention to what I'm doing that made me feel that way. That's a distraction. If it's making you feel unwanted things or making you get off course, you know what I'm saying? Things that get you off course, you got to pay attention to yourself and just take notes.
So in saying that, and that makes a lot of sense for people all over the world, let me read the scripture. Where it comes out of Proverbs 30, verse 8, where it says, remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty or riches. feed me with food convenient for me. And what that said is asking God to give you what you need to move on, give you what you need to progress, give you what you need to ignore the social media or the things that are convenient in this world at this moment. But give me, feed me with food convenient for me. Give me your word that can inspire me to keep moving forward, to do what I want to do in life and be what I want to be in life. And also when I get there, that I bring other people there by giving them the word of God. And then in verse 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, 2 Timothy verse 2, chapter 15, study to show thyself approved of God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. So as you said, now study your word. Get in your word. Let that word be manifested in you, that you remember that word. And you don't have to understand it at the moment as long as you read it. As long as it's in you, God has provided what you need to put it out there.
Okay. I like that scripture from Proverbs. I just said out to myself, I'm going to like start including that into my prayer in the morning for God to give me, feed me what's convenient for me, like what I need, what's essential. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. See?
Feed me with food convenient for me. Yes, sir.
Oh, wait, your week, Vanessa. You're talking about your week.
What I wanted to include in my week. Oh, I just said go to the gym, mm-hmm. weekly cook and clean. That's what I need to start doing weekly.
Okay.
And then under that, I'm going to share, I put work on these first. Because there's other things that I need to work on. So underneath, I wrote to myself, work on these first instead of, like, trying. Like Asha said, that's slow healing. So, like, working on, you know, taking three things daily and three things weekly to work on. And then I just put for the month of August to work on these things daily and weekly. And then I put cheers to focus, growth, and consistency. Make room for yourself. So taking that time out to cater to you, taking that time out of your day to make sure you're getting what you need, your essentials, you're growing, you're consistent with yourself and your focus. Because a lot of times what you're supposed to do is feed other people, pour into other people daily, work, you know, as servants, be there for other people, yes, but you also have to make room for yourself so that, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup and you can't really, you just try to be your best self for other people around you. When you focus on you, you can be better for those around you. So I feel like that's what can make me further and help me to be where I really want to be, essentially, is me, you know, making sure I'm getting what I need, you know, for myself to be that person that I need to be.
Okay. All right. Mr. Bluett?
So, let me see what the question is. What the subject is. Let me see. It says, are you where you want to be? If not, what can you do to get there? So, with me, I think it was years ago that I wanted to open a barbecue restaurant. Many years. I've been cooking ever since. So the only thing that kept coming to my mind was, and not doing it, was the job I have now, which I love to do, and I think it's free money to me because I love to do it, and it's not strenuous, is that I have health benefits that are unbelievable. I have life insurance that's unbelievable. I have all kind of programs on my job that my family can be involved in if they need them. Unbelievable. And I kept thinking, or keep thinking, even now to this day, that if I give that up, what would be of my family not having health insurance life insurance, psychological insurance, and all kind of insurance that I have. That's the only thing that stopped me in doing it. So at the time that I talked about it, in reality, to some of my friends, I had three investors that was willing to go in with me. I have two still now to this day that would still invest in me to start a business, a barbecue business, with an actual building and materials. So I did not stand, and I'm confessing this, did not stand on the word of God to do it. Because I physically and mentally, and as a man, as a father, a grandfather, you know, didn't want to have my kids to go without if they needed those resources that I just named. So even now, I still think about that. But I am happy in the situation, position that I am now, still having this job, own this job, having all still those benefits, making this free money because I still love to do it, and just cooking on the side. So that was, it's not regrettable to me. It's just that whoever I give food to say I should, and it's been confirmed many times, and I'm not saying that I'm all that as a cook, but I think about my family first. Because with me, God is first, family. God is first in family. That's it. So I'm still comfortable and happy where I am right now and what I want to be. If one of my sons or kids want to pick it up from there and go, that's fine. Because when I die, if I die today, the insurance money would be good for y'all to do that. But as it stands right now with me, I'm happy. If I can make one person smile behind my food, I'm good. And I know my family don't really understand that. Daddy, you should do this. Daddy, you should do that. But, you know, I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm all right. Because if that one customer or that one friend or that one neighbor is happy with what I give them, I'm good. I'm satisfied. And my wife used to always tell me, stop giving away stuff. Make money. Stop. You know, we did that for a while, me and my wife. I used to go out every Saturday. I used to cook food Friday nights. I would half cook it and take it out on Saturday mornings, start my smoker up and get it done. We would sell out every Saturday. I don't care how many rib slabs I bought. I sold out every Saturday. I had a couple of guys that only came in the evening when we was wrapping up to get their two slabs. And I think at that time it was like $24 a slab. And when they rolled up, I prepare them, wrap them up, and give them to them. But what I'm saying is that I'm content where I am. I'm good with what I've done. I'm happy what God allowed me to be anointed at. And I can ask for no more. Right? So I want to teach my sons how I prepare. So if they want to have that idea, they can take it further. They can take it with them. They can do it. My insurance money should pay for all that for them to do what they want to do in their life.
Okay. What was the second part of that question?
It was so the first part is,
what
are
can you
where
do
you want
to get
to
there?
If not, what can you do to get there? I can't necessarily get there in my state of mind right now because I still want to provide the insurance, the health insurance that y'all need. I want to still provide the care that y'all need. And at my age, my energy is not like it was. But with God, all things, matter of fact, let me read this scripture, this other scripture. Let me read this other scripture. So, Matthew 6:33. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So that scripture says that I can still do what I want to do. That scripture says that I can still just open up a restaurant, even with two investors that are financially able to assist me, or I can go to the bank because my credit good now. I'm just putting that out there. And do what I want to do. I can still do that. So that was the other part of our subject tonight. But I still, as a man in the flesh, my kids and my wife can still be able to go to the doctor when they want to without paying a exorbitant amount. So I'm good where I'm at. I'm complete. I'm good. I just want to cook for y'all and whoever needs something. I can cater anything as I do, and I'm all right. I'm satisfied.
So you said all of that to tell us that you ain't going to do it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. If God tells me to step out on faith, I'll do it.
He didn't give you to investors. Let them do it and show them what to do.
But,
you don't need the energy. They got the energy. They're young, probably young men.
Yeah, but you still got to understand the principal person, which is me. I am so happy
I'm talking to you.
Huh?
And about you being, no, what I know what made you happy. What made you happy was going out there doing what you was doing. What they don't see is you really don't want to do it every. Your thing was, I'm sorry.
Every gift doesn't have to be profitable. Like, he's still saying, like, he'll cook. He's not saying he don't want to cook at all no more. Like, he just maybe doesn't want, he's just good where
he's
at. But
it don't have to be profitable. It don't have to be profitable for him. But if you have people that's pouring into you and believe more, and that's another thing about us. We have people that believe in us more enough than we believe in ourselves. You keep saying your health, or you're not as strong. Let the young bucks do it and show them. Just like you said, your boys don't want to do it. So the ones that investors, I'm quite sure you can show them. I'm quite sure somebody out there, if you put it on the internet, if somebody want to learn how to barbecue, hit me up. You already have the investors. So many people are scared to fail. How to do? Just do it. Just do it.
No, it's not that I'm scared to fail, because I know I've succeeded. It's the energy behind it.
Let them do it.
No. This is what it is. My product has to be followed by a rule 100%. Or it will not be satisfactory to me when the product is done.
So stand by your rule if you don't have to do all the work.
We were out there Saturdays, every Saturday for, what, 2 or 3 years, and selling out. You know that every day we was out there, I mentioned to you or told you not to do this, but let's do that, because I wanted it a certain way. That's me. I want it to be perfect.
But just like you told me, show somebody else.
To be satisfied and for it to be done. See, so anybody can cook meat, and it's the same meat that everybody buys, that I buy.
But it's a different rub you put on it,
and the way you prepare it, and the way you cook it, it's a satisfactory rhythm, if that's the word, the satisfactory rhythm of it when people eat it, right? So that's how I feel about it. If it can't be done that way, I don't want to do it.
It's other people out there that feels the same way about food that you. I don't feel that way. That's why I'm going to take a shortcut. Somebody that feels the same way about you with preparing food. It's people out there that has the same passion. That's not my passion. So, yes, I'm going to take shortcuts. I'm not going to sit up there and prepare it like you. But they have people out there that will. That's what I'm telling you. Stop making their excuses and get the people in and just do
Hold
it.
Hold on. That's like me saying that I don't want to be an artist or nothing. I don't want to produce with nobody. That's the same thing. You're trusting. They have the same passion for me, so I'm letting them produce me and record me. The people that's in the studio,
no,
they have to do their part.
No. Yes, okay, but listen, like how mommy runs a business, right? Mommy, she feels as if, and she knows that nobody, she feels as if, she says that she nobody could touch her doing what she's doing. Mommy has, he mentioned energy. Mommy, you have the energy to do what you do, how you do it, but would you trust somebody 100% with your business and you're just, you know what I'm saying, and do exactly what
you know
you
who
do
I would
exactly
trust? Yeah, you know who I would trust?
No, Ricky,
yes,
stop.
Yes.
Stop. Now I need to finish.
I'm trying to regain where I was at. But, like, you have the, in, like, either way it goes. Okay, let's say you're trying to start your business exactly what you're doing right now at the age of, I don't know, of age that you don't really have the energy for starting it out. Do you, like, you get what I'm saying? Starting it. You're already in it. So, like, he's missing an energy to create this whole business that he knows the energy is going to take to put in. He's not even saying he doesn't want to cook anymore. He's giving away food. He's still cooking. He's still doing what he's doing. But he's also, like, he's okay. He's well off. He's not being greedy. I'm not going to say it's greed if you want more, no. But he has what he needs, but he's also still following his passion by cooking still. He's just saying, like, if God was to push him and say, Victor, I want you to do this and this, and how you want. He said that, okay, cool, but he hasn't felt that. He doesn't feel the need, and he's still walking in his gifts by still cooking and giving away food.
Okay, well, okay, I'm glad you said that. Okay, and I'm going to compare what I do, because can't nobody touch me in what I do, nobody. Somebody, and I'm content where I'm at, right? And you know I'm content. I called your boss and let her know I don't want to get no bigger. I just want what I want right here because my family don't want it as big as I want it. Okay, if two investors, five investors come and say, look, Ricky, we're going to get you 20 acres and I want you to build, you already know my, I already wrote it down in 2002, how I want 20 acres to look. If somebody come in and say, yes, they will invest, you think I won't jump on that to serve more people?
Yes, okay, but what about the
to
energy it's going
to
take to put
other
into
than the ones that I have?
So you feel like somebody could come along and make JL Community Services exactly how you want it without you doing anything. They could do it exactly how you want it. And
yes,
how you, not even how you want
blueprint.
It, exactly how you would do it yourself. Hands on doing it, somebody could come and do exactly what you do.
Listen to what I'm saying. Train you. I can train others that's passionate about what I'm doing. I don't want somebody that's coming to get a job. I want somebody that's passionate about special needs youth and adults. That's why I have not expanded, because I don't trust everybody with my clients. Okay, like he don't even trust me with his meat. It's the same difference. I wouldn't trust him with my client because I know he won't do well. They'll be sitting
well,
in
let's just let's hypothetically say maybe if he came across somebody that would, because he's offered. It's not like he just hasn't offered Tuffy pasta. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he hasn't just mentioned it at all. He has.
But just like
so
I,
maybe.
But sweetie, listen, family. Just like I explained to the young lady. I don't want no more than what I have because my family doesn't want to be as big as I thought they wanted to be.
I don't want it.
Okay, you don't, but the other family don't. So guess what? I'm not going to put that on everybody else because that's what I want to do. Come and invest and give me 20 acres and let me build what I – my the what? Oh, trust me. The passionate ones
– So not to put – not to put a deterrent on what we want to do. Not to put a deterrent on it, what we want to do. But I know that my wife is very passionate about what she do. And she openly criticizes those who don't do what she expects to be done that she could do herself. But be, because she has plenty that God has blessed her with, she can't be at all spots at the same time. So in saying that, I want you to understand, Ricky, that passion for cooking has to be to the letter, to the T. And the way I want it, I don't think anybody can do it the way I want it, right? So, like, we go into McDonald's or we go into any other restaurant, and what we expect, because commercials say we should, the commercials say we should expect this, you know, from the people that work at these places, and we don't get it, we're a little, you know, down on it, and our food is not as good as it should be. But when you go to Chick-fil-A, I don't care where you go in the country, the Chick-fil-A, it is as you expected and more. And you feel happy, and your food tastes that much better, right? Let me read the scripture right quick. Let me read the scripture right quick. 2 Corinthians, verse 9 at verse 8. I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 at verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, knowing what you're doing, that's what that means, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work. So what I do, I can't depend on somebody else to do, because we know the average person just going to get by. And it's going to make my product, my barbecue smoked product, be average. But the way I do it personally and put my hands on it makes it a little bit better according to my customers, according to my people I give it to. And I'm not saying that I'm all of that. I'm not. I promise you I'm not. But it's just what they say. So my neighbor across the street, which I give my product to frequently, his mother is a realtor, and she's I ain't gonna say she's rich, but she got a little money, and she traveled a lot, and she goes to places like St. Louis, the place where they're supposed to be the barbecue kingdoms. And when I gave her some of my product, she said, "St. Louis ain't got nothing on you," even though the world comes to St. Louis to buy barbecue. That made me feel so good and encouraged me to keep my same product, the same things I do, the way I do it, the same, and not change. Because it had reached a point in my ear that I had got there. And I'm nobody. I'm nobody. I'm just doing a craft that many people do all over the world, and I can't just set anybody in it to think they're going to do it. And that's how you are with your business, Tink. That's how you are with your clients. Nobody can do what you do. And that's why you argue and you fuss at the kids that work for you, because they're not doing what you expect them to do. And that's the thing at work. I got guys that work for me. And when I came on board, I used to expect them to just do what I do. And they wasn't. And I used to get upset. But I had somebody mentor me to say, you know what? You can't expect them to do what you do. You can't expect them to get it done like you do. But what you can do is teach them. What you can do is mentor them. What you can do is show them results as you work with them so they can emulate your high achievements. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So,
amen.
With that, but it still sounds like an excuse not to do, just do it. I mean, y'all already know how I am. Don't tell me what you want to do or what you desire to do, because I'm going to keep pushing you until you do it. When I bought you that big old grill out there, 10 years ago? I have more faith in you than you got in yourself, I feel like. Because I stepped out on faith and splurged on it for you to do it. And it's a lot of times that we say, I mean, either you're going to believe, I'm just different. I mean, I'm just, I just do it. I'm sorry. When I started,
mommy, you, the faith that you have, you feel like daddy should quit his job and start this business?
No, I'm not saying that. He could start back doing the weekend. Okay.
So do you feel like you have the energy to do the weekend?
He said he don't have the energy. This is what I'm getting at. He said he don't have the energy.
No,
he don't have the energy.
I don't have the energy. It's not that. It's not that. It's just that what I said earlier, I'm satisfied with where I'm at. That's all. That's all. So your expectations were what you had, right? My expectations is where I am, and that's the reality of the situation. So I understand what you're saying, Chain. I could have, should have, whatever. That's not the issue here. The issue is where I'm at personally versus where somebody want to put me at. And not saying it's wrong. It's good. It would have been very, very profitable. I think it would have worked. But I'm good where I'm at, and I'm satisfied. As long as a person that had aspirations for whatever it is in the world, and but they stand to say that they're good at it, where they at, I'm good. So I got a recipe. I got a rub that it took me years to invent with different ingredients. And that rub was invented 12 years ago, and I still use the same rub to this day that I put together. And you can put that rub on anything.
Listen, how about daddy? You make some of your rub, I'll package it, and I'll start a little business. How about that?
Well, what we can do.
What we can do
is put that rub in the supermarkets. That's what
yes.
we can do. And if that happens, I'm even more satisfied. Right? If we can put that in at Sam's, Kroger's, and all, Publix, and all the other places, you know, I'm good with that. But this rub, you can put on chicken, you can put on fish, you can sprinkle it even on your macaroni and cheese, your greens, anything, and it's not salty. So whatever we can do, you know, I'm satisfied with that as far as selling the product to have a future of kings and queens making money off of just that rub. I'm good.
Okay, so anybody listening, you know, if anybody listening wants some rub, y'all can just contact us. I'm just playing.
give up your number.
I'll give my number.
My cash app is $. So now you want to give your number, Daddy?
No.
Uh-uh.
Oh, let me get my number.
We good. All we needed was the platform.
And I'll give you a big jug of it. What price should I charge? But see, I love giving stuff away. So, what price should I?
No. Let us go in the stores and price their stuff first before you put it out there. Because
right,
we're going to buy the
Let's go in the stores.
Put it out there.
Let's go in the stores and price it and do sample tests.
No, I want to put it out there privately first. So
we're gonna research.
I think so. The
we need to go on Shark Tank. We gotta go on Shark Tank.
My number is 678-488-0204. And I'm telling you, I'm not all that. I'm just a regular guy. But I have made something that people love. And that's per their mouth, not mine. Believe me, it's not mine. So 678-488-0204. And I will send you a quantity that's enough for several cookings, several smokings that you might want to do. And I'm not trying to, you know, stick my chest out or none, and that's by word of mouth, so.
And describe your barbecue pit that you're getting ready to sell that you're not going to use.
I'm not, because I'm not going to sell it.
You're not going to use it.
So on this, on one of my smokers, I can put, I can put 26 slabs on. That's just one part of the smoker, and I got another part of the smoker. But 26 slabs can go on one part of that smoker. So I got, let me see, one, two, I got three smokers. But that one we're talking about, the big one that's towed behind by a truck, I can put 26 slabs on and I can put two half of pigs on at the same time. So,
and
but I'm not going to sell
that.
Yeah, I know. That's the difference.
You can
fry
fish on the back of it. And the smoke box.
So one part of the smoke, I can put two halves of pigs on and 26 slabs on, at, you know, either or. And then I got another part of the smoker that I can do other stuff on. Anyway, it's not
make
about
an offer.
Me. It's about...
No,
it's
but make
I,
an
no,
offer
not.
On this. Oh,
Ricky,
make
stop.
An offer. I'll give you my number. Make an offer because I'm selling it. It's coming out my backyard.
But it's not because it's mine. You can't sell what you gave to me.
All right. Okay. Mommy, the question is, are you where you want to be? If not, what can you do to get there?
What was the question? What's the first part? Where I want to be?
Are you where you want to be? If not, what can you do to get there?
I can say right now I am because I got my baseball team. Yay! Yes, I am where I want to be. Spiritually, no. But
where could you possibly go
mentally,
further? In spirit, what?
Spiritually, because trust me, I'm in the flesh a lot.
All right.
I'm just being honest. I can jump in the flesh in a heartbeat, and I'm really trying to get more, to be more spiritual, and to get crucifying my flesh, getting my flesh under subjection, always. It has to be a certain way or my way, because my way is not always right, and it's other ways of doing things. It's not always, you know, it's not all up to, and we have to get out of our ourselves, and that's where I'm at. I've really been doing a good job at catching it as soon as it happens. Now, it happened. But catching myself when it happened, I'm trying to catch myself before it happened. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like catching the bubble when you know what you're gonna say before you say it.
So, and I've been doing pretty good with catching them, catching bubbles. We call them catching bubbles. I mean, just open your mouth real wide and just act like you're catching a bubble in the air. And hold it there until the thought leaves your mind. And I physically have to do that. But yeah, I'm where I want to be far as career-wise, yes. But spiritually, no. I've come a long way, and I'm going to give myself credit, you know, for being where I'm at. And I'm trying, and I'm not going to use the word try. I am doing what I need to do to get there. So I'm getting there. Can I do better? What was the second part?
And what could you do to get there?
What can I do to get there is I've already started praying more I can get in my word more, which I haven't been in my word as much as I should be. So that's another thing. What can I do? I really wanted to start our family Bible studies soon, to not just encourage myself, but to encourage. Oh, my kids got baptized. My daughter, my granddaughter, two granddaughters, well, one got sprinkled, and one of my granddaughters got baptized, my grandson and my daughter. And I really wanted to start the Bible study. Yes.
You're rambling right now, sweetie. And what could you do?
It's all in the same thing. What can I do is the Bible studies. I said that to say the Bible studies. I'm coming back to it. It's going to all tie together, sweetie. It's going to tie together.
All right.
They got baptized. My grandson, he's 16. My daughter, my youngest daughter got baptized with her daughter. And my other granddaughter got sprinkled. She was, her grandmama came to see her over the weekend. But they got baptized, and I wanted to start a Bible study to not just encourage me, but to encourage them to read their word as well. I was coming back around, so I wasn't rambling. You just have to follow me. But that's what I can do to be better and to, you know, to – that's what I can do better. I mean, that's what I wanted to do. Is get family involved. I'm trying to do better as a whole, not just for myself, because you already know I can't just do – I don't just do things for myself. I involve everybody in whatever I do. So that's what I want to do. I want to start a family Bible study. That's what I can do better. Hello? Cricket?
Let me read this last scripture right here. It might be the second to the last. Let me read this one, this scripture right here, where it says, and it concerns me about where I am and how I explain that I'm good, where I am right now, regardless of what I can do for people. So is Philippians 4, verse 11. Philippians 4, verse 11. That says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, and so wherever state I am, therewith to be content. So even though I didn't venture out and use my investors to open a restaurant, at least not yet, I'm content. If I could just see the smile on one person's face that I give my product to, I'm good. I promise you. And y'all know that when y'all come over, if I'm smoking meat, if I'm in the kitchen cooking, y'all know that I always ask y'all, how was it? And if I could see one or two smiles or get a compliment that, oh, Daddy, it was good, I'm great. I'm content. That's why I'm not striving at this point in my life to go open up a restaurant and have people work for me that don't have the same contempt as me, if that makes any sense, to make sure that the product, preparation, the setting of the table, I'm not worried about that. Because I know within me that the preparation, the cooking and all that, it's not going to be a set according to what I see and want. I know that already. If you go to any restaurant, it's not what the owner is seeing that he wants, but it's just temporarily and not set in a setting that would amplify his joy, if that makes any sense.
To just mention a couple of things that I'm involved in right now. It's called Hype. Helping young people excel. It's a before and after school program, and it's only $75 a week, and it's from the kindergarten and up. And then it's a before and after school. Then we have a soccer. We have soccer as well. Well, this is a church that I've been volunteering at. They're going to let me use to do the after-school program for special needs youth and adults as well. And the day program for special needs youth and adults we will have there is Grace Point Soccer League. The open registrations is $85 for the uniforms. I mean, uniforms are included. It's age, I think, four to 15. That's the soccer league. Now, we also have a baseball league for special needs youth and adults, and that will be under my organization, which is the Gwinnett Pops. For the soccer, if you're interested in the soccer, ages four, these are for kids from age 4 to 15. It's at 311 Oakland Road, Lawrenceville, Georgia. And you can, the contact number is 678-373 for the soccer league. Now, for if you want the special needs baseball, that's for youth and adults. That's from 16 and up. If you're interested, if you know someone that's interested, the special needs league for softball, you could call the same number, which is 678-373-2692. They're also having a entrepreneur workshop, October, I believe. And that's an entrepreneur workshop, same address, 311 Oakland Road, Lawrenceville, Georgia. If you're interested in any of these, you can call the number that I provided. And if anybody else have anything else to say?
I just want to encourage anybody listening. Go ahead, Daddy. I'll go last.
What was that option?
No, that was me. I was saying I'll go last. You go ahead and go.
All right. So let's get this last scripture right here. Last scripture. Hopefully I hadn't read it already. Comes from Book of James, Book of James, chapter 1, verse 5. Book of James, chapter 1, verse 5. Which says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally, and unbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. So, you know, the things we want to do in life, let's ask God about it. Let's pray to God about it. Let's look to God about it. And he shall give it to you. Because he unbraideth not, because of all you ask for, he'll give. If it's according to his will. So we can't be one day going against mankind and then the next day want to do something in that path for it. We have to, it has to be in his will to uplift mankind and womankind. And what we do. So the reason why I'm content, and I never said this before, the reason why I'm content and where I am and having not opened a restaurant yet is that I know already it would have been great. And I got my chest out saying that. And please don't, you know, put me down for doing it that way. But I got my chest out and saying it would have been great. And it can be great and still be great even at this moment.
Okay. Go ahead, Vanessa.
I wanted to conclude with, like, what was I about to say?
Encouraging.
I said I wanted to encourage everybody to, I forgot. Oh, that life, the life that you want, or like who you want to be, who God has ordained you to be, starts with that honesty and transparency with yourself to see where you are, where you can grow. Like, you know, taking that time out, like how, just an example, how I said in my notebook, I wrote out the things I want to work on, and I put just for August, just for right now, work on these first. You know what I mean? Just creating that transparency with yourself and honesty with yourself, and paying attention to your spirit and what your spirit needs. You know, it takes that honesty to really know, yeah, where you can, yeah. So I just want to encourage everybody to start, you know, begin your first step, second step. Even if you're starting again, it's never too late to start over if you're still breathing and kicking and moving. So, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, that will end our Royal Blues Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank Elder Oliver and his wonderful, beautiful wife, Keisha Oliver, for this wonderful opportunity for us to things that we need to talk about. But we're going to come back and talk about what we were talking about as a family tonight, because we had a heated discussion before we got on the air. And I really want to come back and talk about what we were talking about today. And when is it, when should you cut off your kids, or if you should cut off your kids as an adult? And I really want to talk
It's not a cutoff.
So,
it's between two grown men, one of a child, which is a grown man. That women would never understand, because a woman is gifted with love. A man is gifted with responsibilities. So
we'll
speak on that
week.
Right now.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Let's just close out. Mommy, I don't even know why you just
said that.
This is something that needs to be discussed.
Okay, Mommy, let's just close out.
Okay. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this wonderful opportunity, Lord God. I thank you for who you are in our lives, Lord God. Continue to just touch us, Lord God, so we can be that light that you called us to be. Lord God, and I just want to say thank you in advance for what you're getting ready to do, and we want to say thank you for what you've already done. Lord God, we know that you've already worked everything out in our favor, Lord God, and we're just going to walk in our victory. We're going to walk in your favor and the increase that you have given us, Lord God, and the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding, Lord God. We just want to say thank you for everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because we know that all things work together for our good, according to everything that you purposed in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen, and good night.
Amen.
Good night.